You are listening to the podcast of Lancaster Covenant Church. We seek to worship God, tell others about Jesus Christ, nurture new believers, and grow together in the knowledge and love of our Savior.
Good morning. Good morning. Let's try it again. Good morning. Good morning. We are going to ask all the kids to come on up today that will sing Fruit of the Spirit. So I know they practiced it this morning. We just thought it'd be very appropriate to do this song since we're kind of coming to the end of our series. So please stand. Thank you for joining us. If you are online, we're going to play it a little bit slower than you practiced it. And we're going to go through the first verse as our intro. Here we go. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit's not a coconut. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit's not a coconut. If you want to be a coconut, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit's not a lemon. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit's not a lemon. If you want to be a lemon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit's not a watermelon. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit's not a watermelon. If you want to be a watermelon, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Oh, the fruit of the Spirit's not a pineapple. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit's not a pineapple. If you want to be a pineapple, you might as well hear it.
Please turn and greet one another this morning. Good job, kids. Well, good morning. If you'd like to turn in your bulletin to the announcements, I'm going to do the very first thing, because we want to just celebrate. We have some new members that are joining, and some cannot be here today, I know that. But I'm going to announce it anyway, just because I'm supposed to after a board meeting, when we approved it. So Alex Johnson, Alexis Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Katie Johnson, Elsa Steen, and Hannah Vogley. Let's give them a hand. And when you see them next time, please just welcome them and congratulate them. They want to be involved and be a part of committees and get to work. Isn't that awesome? Love that. Six new members. Pretty incredible what God is doing. Also, tonight, There's an insert in your bulletin as well, if you want to take that out. It says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them, Matthew 18:20. And lately I've heard several people say they're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, anxious, alone, frustrated. So I invite you to join us tonight for an evening devoted to prayer and worship. Bring your prayer partners, your family, or come alone.
If you're needing prayer, come and we will pray with you and for you. Come and rejoice in the goodness of our Lord. Come and seek guidance and meditate on God's word. We will be singing and sharing scripture on praise and thanksgiving, confession and repentance, reconciliation and unity, revival and healing with the anointing of oils, and praying for all of these things. We will be praying together in a group and individually. And we will start at 7:30 and we'll meet. So please come out for that if you are able to. We'd love. Okay, I got a couple other things. We'll do some birthdays first. Let's do that. Today we have Loris Miederberg's birthday, and tomorrow is Jack Przekwitz's birthday. Just we want to keep celebrating. Right, Megan? Mark? Absolutely. So awesome. Thursday is Sam Webster's birthday. If there's any others that we may have missed, please let us know. Is there a search committee meeting tonight or today after church? Does anybody know? Okay, very good. So just have a quick one right after church. Make sure everybody's on track. I did have a wonderful conversation with a candidate that's coming, Mitch, and we visited for about an hour, and it was a delightful talk. I've never met him, so it was really fun for me to hear his heart as well as he heard mine. Okay, Confirmation Sunday is May 7th. Our Good Friday service is at 7:30 on April 7th, and we'd encourage you to come out for that. It's going to be a very special night of worship and also of reflecting on how awesome God is and what he did for us. Scandinavian Dinner and Pie Auction. They're a Heritage Christian School in Karlstad on March 31st. It's a Friday at 6:30. You can go there and be a part of it, or they do well place orders to go. And there's a phone number there, and they are having the famous klub. Is that right, John? Yeah, it's great with lots of butter, so come out and support that as well. Also, Blue Water, do not forget the April 15 deadline to register for Blue Water, and we have had some wonderful donations, so please, we just want to see everyone get to camp that would like to go. So please let us know if there's anything we can do for you. Scholarship forms are available through Christy if needed. Let's see, April 2nd, Mitch Hobby will be giving the sermon during the worship service. He is the pastoral candidate that will be coming. There will be a potluck meal following the service, and the search committee will be doing the serving and cleanup. And following Sunday then, which will be Easter Sunday, we will do a vote after church. It'll be a good time to do it, and hopefully a lot of you will be here. So please talk to a council member if you are out of town on Easter but are a member and would like to have a vote too. So please let us know that. And April newsletter items will be here next Sunday already. Wow. I keep forgetting that. I have a thank you as well from Jared and Ashley and Lawson and Edison. And I was asked to read it today. Jared and I want to be sure to thank you all for every single prayer, thought, and message. We are so grateful to know we have a whole army who loves us and covers us in prayer. Edison is doing better every day. We will still meet with a specialist in Bismarck when our genetic tests come back, but we believe God will heal Edison fully of any obstacle. We again want to thank you all to know how much we appreciate you and we love you. Thank you, Ashley, Jared, Lawson, and Edison. And I have another message. Excuse me. This is an update on Ivy Clegstead. This is from Gabby just yesterday. And she said I had permission to share it. This is what Gabby wrote. Miss Ivy Jean Clegstead decided after 115 days in the hospital, it was time to break out. As of Thursday night, she has been at the Ronald McDonald House with us. It's been an adjustment, to say the least. We are up every 3 hours. Again, to make sure she gets her medications. She will have follow-ups on Monday here, and then weather permitting, we will be on our way back home on Tuesday. We will have a few appointments in Grand Forks and probably Fargo for the first little while. We're asking once again if you plan on seeing Ivy to ask us ahead of time. She is still healing from her surgery, So she is still at risk of getting sick. We just want to limit how many people see her in a day. But overall, she's doing well, and we are so happy to be able to snuggle her without all the cords. So thank you from Gabby and Billy and Ivy. Anything else? Christy?
I was going to say we are going to the Jesus Revolution movie.
Mm-hmm.
We're taking a bus. So if you can, we do need to know by this coming Wednesday and have $10.
Okay. So come on Wednesday. What time again, you said?
Pay by this Wednesday.
Pay by this Wednesday. Gotcha. So let Christy know this coming Wednesday. If you're going, and bring the money, and then you'll be going the following Wednesday, which is the 29th. Chris, or Julie. Yes, I was, and I don't have that in front of me. Sandy, could you help us fill us in on the meeting for the hospital? It's an information meeting, isn't it? And that's right, Thursday at 11 o'clock at the community center here. So please come out and attend. We would love to hear your support and any ideas. Also, so you know what's going on with our hospital and nursing home in Halleck. So anything else, Sandy, on that that you think of? Yeah, please come out. Please come to that if you possibly can. 11 o'clock on Thursday at the community center in town. I know there are other dates in other communities. If you can't make this one, try to attend one of the others as well. Anything else this morning? Thank you for reminding me. Okay, praise team, come on back up, and this will be the time that we will take offering. So the ushers come forward, and please send in prayer requests as well for those who are online. We would love to pray for you. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for us. We thank you for this place where we can come together, Lord, to worship you and to encourage one another in our walk. Help us to be faithful in all things, Lord, and we pray that you would bless this offering for your use and for your glory. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen. Please sing along with us. Blessed Assurance.
Of glory divine. Good morning. I'd like to read from Galatians 5, 16 through 25. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Okay, and then we have prayer requests. Any special prayer requests today? Jessica? Okay, anybody else? Curtis?
Yes, Clyde and I will be catching an airplane in Grand Forks Tuesday about noon to fly to Texas for Dylan's wedding, and so pray that that'll go smoothly for Claudia. She has so much difficulty getting on all the airplanes and the connections. And I'll be gone and going to leave tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So they're traveling tomorrow.
Okay.
Prayer for them also.
Okay, thank you. Lisa? Okay. Peggy?
Yes, I just want to give praise that my brother Danny didn't have to suffer long after he got injured in a bad fall. And I just thank you. I'm thankful to God that he was saved and loved the Lord Jesus. I pray for safety as well as we're living in love. And first.
Okay. Okay, anybody else? Ben? Her granddaughter? Okay, anyone else? Oh, Julie? Okay.
And also Ashley has her hematologist appointment tomorrow in Minot. Also my mom has an eye.
Okay. Okay, anyone else? Okay, John.
Prayers for my dad, his neck and back. Somebody can figure out what's causing it all.
Does he have any appointments coming up now, or?
31st.
Okay. Okay. Kathy? Okay. Okay. Virginia. Okay. Anyone else?
Pray for Jeannie Nordine too, her eyesight.
Okay.
She's got one eye as well.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to tell you, looking at my list, we have more praises than asking, so we got to praise the Lord for that. Okay. Let's bow our hearts. Dear Lord, we just thank you so much for this day that you've given us. We thank you that we can be here together, Lord, and we just thank you that you've kept us safe during this crazy weather. Lord, we just praise you for the pastoral candidate that's coming, Lord, and we pray for wisdom continued for the congregation, and we just know that your hand is in all of it, Lord, so we just pray that you'll just continue to lead us. We just praise you that the Night Guards made it safely to Texas for the wedding. Also praise you for Dylan's wedding. I just pray, Lord, for guidance for him and his new wife, Lord, as they start their marriage. I just pray that they will draw close to you, Lord, and their marriage will give you glory. Lord, we also just thank you that Dan Vogley had a good trip and he's home safely. Also pray that Denny Wilson's family, you'll just be with them, continue. But I just praise you that he knew you, Lord, and that he's no longer suffering. We just pray for safety as they all travel. Lord, we also thank you for Ivan, that he's doing so well after his surgery, and just pray for continued regaining strength and healing for him. And also praise for Gail Johnson's granddaughter, Lord, that is doing much better. And also for John, Kathy Bernstrom's brother. Thank you, Lord, that he is eating now, that he's getting better, and he will continue on to rehab. Lord, we just pray for safety for Kira, who's traveling to Arizona, and Mike and Molly, that will take her to Fargo to the airport. Also pray for safety for Curtis, Claudia, Megan, and Vaughn as they travel to Texas. We just pray for traveling mercies for them. And we also pray for the basketball girls that are traveling home from the cities today. We thank you for the safe trip they had down there and the time that they had. And for Hannah coming home from her drill today, we just pray for safety for all those that are on the road. Lord, we just thank you for all the new moms that are having babies, Lord, and we just continue to pray for their pregnancies and that they will have a good delivery and things will go well. We also thank you that Ivy is doing better, Lord, and just pray that you'll continue to bless that family and guide them. We pray for those with colds and viruses, Lord. Just pray for continued healing, help them to recover quickly. Pray for Phyllis Nelson, Lord. Just pray that you'll touch her and help her feel your comfort near her. We thank you, Lord, for how Ashley and Edison have been doing, and now we just pray for Ashley's hematology appointment in Minot. Lord, it would just be an awesome testimony to you to give you the glory if Ashley would be healed from her blood disorder. We just thank you for all the miracles that you've done in their lives, and we just pray that you will continue. Lord, we just pray for Marge's eye injection Tuesday in Fargo. Pray for a safe trip and that things go well. And Lord, we also pray for Jamie, Lord, with his back and his headache troubles, Lord. He's had so much trouble with it, and no one's seemed to find out what's going to help him. First of all, I just pray for a healing totally for him, Lord. Regardless of anything, I just pray for a healing from you. And Lord, I pray that you will be with him on his appointment and also be with the doctors. I pray that you'll guide him to someone that you want him to see that will help him, Lord. Lord, we also pray for Jeannie. Just pray for her eyesight, Lord. Whatever's going on there, I pray that you'll clear it up. Help it to be no infection and just encourage her, Lord. Holy Spirit, fill us every day. And thank you for being our comforter and our guide. Thank you, God, for the love that you have for all of us. And open our eyes and hearts to you, O God. Amen.
Thank you, Saint. Praise team, come on back up. And let's continue to sing. Please stand. Begin by singing. There is our reading.
Justified freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day. thank you that you are coming back for us. Lord, I just pray that you'll prepare us, prepare our hearts and our minds so that we are right with you, Lord, that we are in right standing with you, Lord. Please show us where we need to change and give our lives to you. We just pray now that you'll just be with us today. Give us wisdom, open our hearts and minds to Galen's words that he's gotten from you, and I just pray that you'll bless him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Please be seated. Thank you. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the incredible gift of your Holy Spirit. God, we just pray that you would help us speak to our hearts, open our minds, open our eyes, God, to see. Speak to us today, we pray, God, as we desire to know you better, as we desire to know how to live more for you, God. We thank you that you have placed that desire in our hearts today. So we ask all of these things now in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I have to confess, as I was preparing this message, actually, as I was thinking about a month ago, I can wrap my mind around all the other fruit, but when I got to self-control, I thought, that's way too much about me. There's something wrong with this fruit. As I was thinking about flying, which a lot of us have done a lot of flying, and when you're on a three or four hour flight, you remember how the stewardess or someone comes on anyway. I don't know who it is. Maybe it's the pilot comes on and says, "We're making our final descent. Prepare for landing." So they say, "Get back in your seats. Put your tray tables in the upright position. Store all your electronics. Those are all your rules for this morning. Fasten your seat belts and prepare for a landing." And I think, okay, we're going to be on the ground in 10 minutes. It's going to be good. I really need to go to the bathroom. I'm hungry. 45 minutes later, we're finally on the ground. And then it takes another half hour to get off the plane. Well, today we're making our final descent. So I couldn't finish this in 20 sermons. I have to do one more next week for the final landing. So today we are talking about self-control, fruit number 9. And it is very interesting. The King James Version, I like how it describes it. It describes self-control as temperance. And as we wrap up this 21-part sermon series on the Holy Spirit, we're going to talk a lot about these two words and hopefully understand them just a little better of just how important it is that we get this. Because we are in a spiritual battle. It is all too often to think, and I remember very well, and I shared this again this week with someone that said, I was talking to a guy, said he had read the Bible one time, thought it was good enough, he'd never gone back. He'd done his thing, he crossed it off his bucket list, and I thought, how sad. Because obviously there was nothing that changed in him. Now looking at this guy, you would think, you know, he's a good guy. Very kind, very friendly. But as far as getting what this means, this incredible gift of God's Word and the Holy Spirit, if you can say you read the Bible once and that's good enough for you, I'm sad for you. Because His Word is living and it's powerful and it's sharp. And sometimes it's really painful. But it is very much life-giving. But we are in a spiritual battle, and that rages on in our lives. It rages on around us and inside us. Many times it's minute by minute. And we're going to look at what it means to crucify the flesh. We're going to learn what it means to be a living sacrifice. About dying to self, what it means to rise to a new life in Christ. We're going to talk about living by the Spirit, walking by the Spirit. And maybe you're tired of me talking about all this. 20 sermons. But for me, I can't tell you just how important it is that we grab a hold of this truth, because I think we've missed a lot. Many have missed this for many years. I'm not telling you anything new. This is God's word. We are on the front lines. I've never felt that more than ever in my life. And oftentimes the enemy is so crafty that he sneaks his way into our homes. He sneaks his way into our friendships, into our church. And I don't like how he messes with us. Actually, I'm really tired of it. So here is what we're going to start. This is our final descent as we prepare and land for battle, because we are in a battle. As I think about the nine fruits of the Spirit, I see them as fruit, but I also see them as weapons. I think you'll see what I mean after we go through a little more, because I believe we need these fruits that the Holy Spirit gives us to come against the enemy, our sinful flesh, and the broken world around us. It's more important now to me than ever to know what God's word says, the truth of it, because the word is being corrupted on a daily basis, and it makes me frustrated, and I'm getting tired of it. So what's our job to do? We are to speak the truth in love. So I want to talk about the characteristics that Galatians 5, 16 through 25 says. These are characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit. Today we're going to talk about self-control or temperance. But I want us to name the nine fruits one more time. You're going to get this one way or another. Here we go. Fruits of the Spirit are, say with me, love. We got to slow down because Julie did this cute slide that grows. Look at that. Joy. Isn't that cool? I don't know how to do that. Peace.
Patience.
Wait for it. Patience, right? Kindness. Goodness. I wish I had these skills. Faithfulness. Gentleness. And self-control. Isn't that awesome? I feel like I've been given a new toy. These nine fruits of the Spirit are made for us, given to us. It's not something we manufacture. They're made for us to change our lives, to become more Christ-like. It should change how we live. It should change how we speak, how we act, how we treat one another. It's basically, it should change you for every breath that you take in your life. These fruits are not something that we earn or deserve. And just like we can do nothing to add to our salvation, we can do nothing to earn this fruit. These fruits are characteristics of the Holy Spirit. Or in other words, they're what God is like. And it's the Holy Spirit that gives them to us to help us become what God intends us to be. So let me just say this again, because I want to make it clear, we do not become Christians on our own. Can't do it. We can't even grow in Christ on our own. It is Christ living in us and through us by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is Him saving us and sanctifying us. That's God's work. It's not ours. Philippians 2:13 says, "For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose." So when you think about self-control, at least when I think about self-control, my first thought goes to, okay, I got to have the ability to control this sin nature that I have. It's got to be up to me to do the right thing, to make those choices. Well, if that is left up to me or if that is left up to you, we will fail miserably. You'll fail miserably. But when I think of self-control as a Christian, I think of the Holy Spirit's fruit of self-control. And I've gotten to appreciate this one so much. Because the Spirit actually gives me the ability through the power of the Holy Spirit to control my sin nature. We're not to be in bondage to that anymore. It helps me fight my selfish passions, my sinful desires, even helping take my thoughts captive. It helps me in crucifying my flesh, which needs to be done every single day. It helps me to control my tongue and my actions, and sometimes that's not so easy. And as I thought about this, I thought it's kind of like this. It's like the perfect bridle for a horse that brings the horse into obedience to where the rider wants to go. It's kind of what it feels like. It's not that we're weak-willed people. We're not. Some of us in this room are actually strong-willed. Some of you are stubborn, hard-headed. Like in the case of, I'm not going to say your name. Did I scare a lot of you? I'm all of those things. That is not the self-control I'm talking about. It's not the stubbornness. It's not saying that I'm going to do better next time. I'm going to try harder. It is all about dying more fully, more completely to this wonderful sin nature that we are born with. The fact is we need the self-control that only the Spirit can bring and give. When we are without Christ, we are a slave to that sin. We are lost in sin, and we are a slave. Not only to the sin, but actually to our sin nature. It's kind of, I wish somehow that this sin nature would leave me, but God, for some reason, has not taken it away. And so there's this battle that rages on. Paul talks about that in Romans 7, which we're going to talk about next week as we close out this series. And we're going to discover, without the power of the Holy Spirit in us, we are a slave to sin. And we're incapable to know and to choose what is best or right for us. We are a slave to our sin nature. And there's no amount of self-control on our own that can defeat this incredible battle that's raging on in us. We need the Holy Spirit. We need the fruit. This is a problem for anyone without Christ, is that we struggle and we don't know what to do. We struggle with our selfish will. Our will simply wants what it wants. And if pursued without self-control, that leads to sin. When we're saved by Christ, however, we are so blessed because we have no idea what it's like to be free until we know this. For it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Paul tells us then, he says, "Stand firm then and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." That yoke and slavery to sin. We are free from the bondage of that. Our old self, we are told, is crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Galatians 2:20. The life I now live in the body, Paul says, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. You hear that? Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ. It's not even I who live anymore. It's Christ who lives in me. It is only through Jesus Christ that we can live with self-control that he gives with the power to defeat the temptation of sin and of our old sin nature. Excuse me. So in light of that truth, as the Spirit gives us self-control, we have this power within us to reject sin. We do. We have the power to refuse sin and say no. It's not by your own works. It's not by your own power. It's by my Spirit, says the Lord. It's by Christ living in us. And so that leads us to reading one more time. I want to read through this passage in Galatians 5:16-25, because I think it's so important that we get this. Let's see if we can tough this out together, okay? There's like four slides. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other. They have nothing in common. So that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. Excuse me. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control or temperance. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and its desires. The flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. So how do we beat this temptation to follow our sin nature? Live by the Spirit is pretty clear. Keep in step with the Spirit. How do you do that? Well, I think I get this from Romans every time. This is what I turn to. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance a race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer, or the author and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning his shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So here's my challenge to you this morning. Is there something in your life that you know is hindering you from walking in the Spirit? Is there something in your life that you feel like it's keeping you in bondage to sin? What is it that you're giving Satan a foothold in your life? We all do it. Every one of us. Is it unforgiveness? Is it lust? Is it greed? Is it idolatry? Is it selfishness? Maybe it's even fear that you're just can't get there where you think, I'm going to give up everything to follow him. That's too uncomfortable. I just can't do it. Well, let me just say, whatever is holding you hostage, these are my words. Get rid of it. Sounds easy, doesn't it? And on our own, we cannot do that. Only by the power of the Holy Spirit can you once and for all crucify, which is to kill, that sin that is holding you hostage. So get rid of whatever is entangling you. Get rid of whatever is hindering you in your faith walk. Get rid of whatever is keeping you from living by the Spirit. Cast it off, reject it, rebuke it, turn from it, run the other way, do whatever it takes. Remember, this is not about trying harder. This is about dying more fully, more completely. Maybe you say that's too hard. It's not possible that you just can't trust God in his word because this sin is too big. And yet God says, I give you everything that you need. I'm giving you everything you need to defeat this sin nature that you have. It's a gift from me. It's a fruit. I'm sure the disciples had no idea when Jesus said, I'm going to go, because actually what's better is coming. And it will be the Holy Spirit. And he will be your counselor and he will be your guide. I don't think we would have had any idea back then either how badly we need that. If you're still confused as to what are some of the characteristics of your sin nature, here they are once again, because we really need to get this. The acts of the flesh are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. How does Paul address the seriousness of this life, this kind of life? Well, Paul uses some very strong words in this next one. And it's not a, I hope so. It's not a, I'm going to just hope you can do better. It's an, I warn you. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. And maybe you're thinking right now, then, so how is it even possible? Because I struggle with sin every day. What Paul is addressing here is all those things of the sin nature. When you are living that life and you're pursuing that, I don't believe you can do that and still have the Holy Spirit inside you. I believe the Holy Spirit will constantly draw you to Christ. I believe that's what the power of Christ is in us. That's what sanctification is all about. Will we sin? Absolutely. Will we make mistakes every day? I know I do. Will we struggle with all those things of our sin nature? More than likely until the day you die. I remember, and I've said this before, how I was with a very faithful woman of God from this church, one of the most faithful, and on the day she died, she said, "Do you think I'm saved?" You see the spirit of doubt and how hateful Satan is. He creeps into the mind almost of someone, whether it's the sin nature or whether Satan had something to do with it, I don't know. All I know is that she was faithful, and my job then at that time was to say, absolutely. You have trusted Jesus Christ. You have the Holy Spirit. That cannot be taken from you. We are in a battle. Paul addresses the seriousness of this battle that we are in. But then Paul gives us hope and encouragement for those who have the fruit of the Spirit. Those who are the children of God, those who are in Christ. And he says this. Here you go. This is what I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. Because against such things as these, there is no law. There is no condemnation. I paid for your sin, Christ said. I paid for that. And then Paul makes a very strong statement when he says this: those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh. So if you are in Christ Jesus, you have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. That's beautiful. God has given us all that we need. Do you understand yet why it's so important to live by the Spirit? Do you know what it means for you to personally walk by the Spirit? Do you know what it means to keep in step with the Spirit? Sometimes on a tough day, it's one foot in front of the other. It seems like that's the best you can do. Again, realizing that it is not trying harder. It's living a life of total surrender. The Spirit is there for us to work in us. I believe God is calling you today to do just that. I think it's time that we take this rejection of our sin nature very seriously and grab a hold of this incredible fruit that God gives us so freely. It's so easy to get caught up in discouragement when we see this incredible mess of a world that we live in. It seems like it's getting darker by the minute, doesn't it? It seems more darker now in my lifetime than I've ever seen. And that darkness has entered the church in many places. And I believe we are being called on to let the light be shown, to let truth be known, to speak that truth in love. We are to be that city on a hill. On the front of your bulletins today, if you want to look at it, you can see a prophecy that God gave to the prophet Daniel. And it's so fitting for us today as we seek to grow in our witness for Christ, as we seek to live by the Spirit. We need to stand firm and be faithful. Speak the truth in love. I believe this was written for our day as well as the days to come. Prophet Daniel, he gets these words. He says, "Those who are wise will shine as bright as the sky, and those who turn many to righteousness will shine like stars." Isn't that beautiful? I can't think of a better job to do than to get to shine for Jesus Christ. Will people think you're a little bit odd or weird? Absolutely. Welcome to my world. It's not about me and it's not about you. This is about Jesus Christ. And it's about a job that we've been given to do, and that is to let our light so shine before men that they will give glory to God our Father. So are you willing to walk by the Spirit? Are you willing to go deeper in your faith with Christ? Are you willing to die more fully? It can be a little scary sometimes. It may lead you into places that you don't necessarily want to be. It may place you in homes that don't want to hear about Jesus. The beautiful thing about all of this is it isn't us that goes. It's actually Christ that has changed us and goes in us and with us. It is not I who live, Paul says, but Christ who lives in me. I don't know about you, but that's what I want. And my prayer is that we will have the opportunity and the very blessing, incredible, blessed, incredible gift, that God will use us to turn many to righteousness. Wouldn't that be so awesome? To know that there's someone out there right now that needs to hear this message of the good news of Jesus Christ. And God blesses you with the opportunity to turn someone to Him. That'd be such an awesome part. I can't imagine anything better. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for this incredible gift of the Holy Spirit who lives in us, who is provided for us, who is there and sealed for the day of redemption. How beautiful. How precious is that gift? Lord, help us to take seriously what our walk should look like, what our words should be like, how our actions should reflect you. Help us to know how to speak the truth in love in a world that doesn't want to hear it or that has compromised your word. Help us, God, we pray for wisdom. And we pray that you would lead us by your Spirit. Help us to walk in the Spirit so that also we do not gratify the desires of our flesh. Help our lights to shine, Jesus. We pray that now in your name. Amen. So next week we will close our sermon series on the fruit of the Spirit. Praise team, come on up. Bruce, if you'd help us, we're going to sing "This Little Light of Mine," Papa Ridge style. Thought it was a good way to end our time together. Let's sing it out. Ready, Bruce? Yeah. Lord, we just praise you and thank you for this day, God. We thank you for all that you provide. We thank you, God, that your work will be finished and your will be done. Help us to be a part of this work, God. Encourage us, we pray today. Let our light so shine, God. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the Lancaster Covenant Church podcast. For more information on gathering times and the Lancaster Covenant Church community, please visit our website at lancastercovenant.com.